Now, the conclusion of how, the conclusion is that the fifth topic, subtopic, the continue, how the activity is unceasing in ngö loblam tu semje malyu par dolwar tham che sing sendön khone wang du chebe lam ki ngebar jungwar chebe chedang sendön tu ngö means previously and formerly loblam tu on the path of seeing on the path of learning path of learning loblam tu semje malyu par dolwar tham chasing loblam tu is a path of learning that five paths the fourth path that refers to the fourth path solam jolam thonam gomlam semje malyu par dolwar tham chasing and semje malyu par without exception all the being without exception dolwar means in order to liberate tham chasing means he made a vow or he vowed that to liberate all the sentient beings without an exception while on the path of learning formally and the shendön khone wang du chebe lam ki shendön khone wang du chebe lam ki ngebar jungwar chebe chetang shendön khone wang du chebe lam ki means shendön khone wang du by the path that means lam ki means by the path which always shendön khone wang du chebe means which is only the path that which he followed that means only for the sake of other beings. By such path, never jungwe chetang. He never lamji, never jungwar chebe chetang. Means he renounced from the samsara and also make renounce from the samsara chebe chetang. The cheva means to make or to do. Shendön do changjub thopne dangni dang semje nam sangji yin yin bo sam do chungbar zikbe and shendön do for the sake of other beings changjub thopne after attainment of the enlightenment after the having attained the enlightenment for the sake of other being dangni dang semje nam through the attainment of enlightenment for the sake of other being yes dangni dang semje nam oneself and all the beings sangji yingbo chamto chungbar zikbe sangji yingbo chamto chungbar zikbe chungbar zikbe means chungbar zik pes decide by seeing that himself and all the beings are same chungbar means seen as being same sangji yingbo chamto Sanyin Yingbo Tsamdo means only Yingbo Tsam means Yingbo Basikdo, as being endowed with the Buddha nature. Through the attainment of the enlightenment for the sake of other beings, and he has seen that himself and all the beings are equally endowed with the Buddha nature. Sanji Yimbo Samdo Tsungpa Zikpe. By this seeing, Chile Tonyo Par Khenpe Chetang. Chile Tonyo Par Khenpe Chetang. And he knows that his activity, the activity is meaningful. Chile means activity. Tonyo Par means as being. Tonyo Par means to be. To be meaningful, Tonyo Par means to be as being very meaningful. Khenpe Chetang, he knows. Means Buddha knows that his activities as being very meaningful through seeing through the attainment of the enlightenment for the sake of other beings. And then through seeing, there are two through, you know. After having seen, after having attainment, the enlightenment for the sake of other beings, then he saw that all the beings, as well as himself, are equally endowed with the Buddha nature. Only by Buddha nature. Samtu means only. Pardon?
What is to renounce in the last time that you
get? Renounced.
Renounced, what is
it? Nebar Jungwa.
Nebar Jungwa.
Is renounced, yes.
What did he renounce in sex?
Pardon?
What did he renounce?
Renounce from the samsara. Through what? Through the path. Through the path.
What is samsara?
Samsara is not here.
Yeah,
it's not here. Shendun Koni Wangdu Chene. Chene. Shendun Koni Wangdu Chebe. Shendun Koni Wangdu Chebe. Lamki Nebar Jungwe Chetang. He renounced, you know, he renounced and made renounce. It can be referred both.
Not himself, but others?
Pardon? Yeah, Jungwar, Jungwar Chepa is. Ngebar Jungwar Chetpa. It could be both. To renounce himself and to make oneself renounce and other also renounce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Through the path, which is the path that Shende Koni Wangdo Chepa, the path which is the under the sway of Wangdu Seva, literally, which is under the sway of the welfare of under the only the welfare of other beings. Nothing than that. Yeah. Nothing more than that, that means. Khenpe Chetang. Semjen ji kamla tha mepe rowa thamje sanje ji sala gobar zebe zeba yongsu ma zogba chetang. In the root text is Mazokpa is there. Sounds like the Mizokpa Chetang. Sounds like Mizokpa. Mazokpa means did not finish. Mizokpa means does not finish. If you add Kigu, then it becomes does not finish. So that generalization is more reasonable than did not finish. Let us see. Simjin ji kamla ta mepe. Ta mepe, the pe, the size, since or as or by. By being limitless or as limitless, as the element of the beings are limitless. That means, as the beings are limitless, or since the beings are limitless, drawa thamje sangji ki sala, sangji ki sala, gobar zepi, zepa yongsu mi zobachir. And the zepa, zepi, zepa, the zepa, the second zepa, the act, the activity, which acts, you know, the activity which acts to establish all the sentient beings, all the beings, all the sentient beings in the Buddha, Buddha's level, Sangye Ji Sam is Buddha's level, does not finish. Yongsu Ma Zogba Chetang. Does not finish, I think. Did not finish. If you say Ma, then did not finish.
It's not yet finished.
Pardon?
It's not yet finished.
It's not yet finished, that means. Does not finish, always remains, you know. Mm. As long as this samsara, as long as the beings remain in the samsara, his activity does not finish. His activity also will be there all the time, that means. So therefore, the makikumi is, I don't know. Anyway.
But Mizokpa has...
Mizokpa means does not finish.
Does not finish in Mazokpa?
Mazokpa did not finish. That's the only difference. And the Dzogpa is the same, you know. The verb remains same for past, future, present. The same form, doesn't change. Korwa jisi matong ge pardo, sangye namjin zeba gyumi chabanyi to, because of these reasons, that beings are limitless, and therefore, and his activity for the benefit of his activity to establish all the sentient beings in the Buddha's level is also does not finish. Because of this reason, Korwa chisi madonga pardo. Korwa means the samsara. Chisi means as long as. Matong means does not. Matong means does not. Does not empty. Pardo means up until that time. Sangye namji zeba yumi chaban yeto. Sangye namji zeba, the activities of the Buddhas is unceasing. Yumi chaban yeto. As long as the samsara does not finish, up until that time, the activities of the Buddhas, are unceasing. Sabe sumba petang jati jebar shabala ni. Now the third root point. The detailed explanation together with the example. The short explanations of the short explanation of the example with the classification. The example with the classification is. Then, the detailed explanation of both the pay and the turn. Tangboni, Jajin ne sashi knows. Pedang jarti shindu jebar sheba. Nis, pay yevan dorden, pedun jebar sheba. Now, the classification or the enumeration of the examples. Sangji namji tile. Sangji namji tile. Tokmi lundup gyumi chebe goni. Sangji namji tile is the subject now. The activity of the Buddha's subject. Tokmi lundup gyumi chebe goni. This is the manner, the way the activity is act. Tokmi without conception. Lundup spontaneously. Gyumi chebe goni through unceasingly. Or unceasingly, you can say. Gone is ly as adverb you can use. Through unceasingness, through spontaneity and non-conceptualization and unceasingness. Duje kalvatang sambar. This also manner. Duje kalvatang sambar means according to or according to the kalva of the dulja, of the being who are to be tamed. So kalva Duje kalva, according to the karmic receptiveness of the being, such as, you know, Kemboribu says that kalva dang samba means kam dang tumba, and nyentu jirikjen, the dulja of Shravaka family, Pratika Buddha family, and the Mahayana family. And also, not only that, according to the element, the temperament of the dulja, sambar means according to this, jukbar means pervades or engages or manifest. Means the sangji namji tile, the subject, jukbar is a verb here. The engagement of the activities of the Buddha, non-conceptualized, without conceptualizing and spontaneously and unceasingly, according to the kalpa of the beings. Tenyi chambara chebe pe namba guyinte means, tenyi with this very, chambara chebe means, which illustrate or represent. Pay means example, number going there are nine types of. There are 9 kind of example which illustrate this very engagement of the, or this very manifestation, this very conceptual, non-conceptual and spontaneous and unceasing activities of the Buddhas according to the kalpas of the Dulja, according to the kalpas of Dulja, which are, now this, these 9 examples are, kutumbi pe, kutumbi pe, bedu yasashila, pe, the example which illustrate the body is, pardon, ku means the body, tanba, show, yes, to show or to illustrate here, kutun bipe, the example which illustrate or which represent the body of the Buddha, or the example which shows the, no, kutun bipe, the example of, or you can say, the example of the manifestation of the body, tumba, you can say manifestation, showing, is nawatang, is the appearance of Benduriya, 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 Bendur, Benduriya, Benduriya. This is misprinting. You write Ra, Yata on the Ra. Rata, you know, join the Rata below the Ra, and then Akiguyi should be there. Or Yakiguyi, yes. Oh, I see, it's okay. Sorry, I just. Bendur ki sashi. No, please don't change. Oh, it's okay. Bendur ki sashi la. It's a mess. Bendur ki sashi la. It's a short form, you know. I was spelling the full word of the Benduriya. Benduriya, the full word is Benduriya. Benduriya, Baidruya, you know, Sanskrit word. Then Baidruya, Akiwi should be there. So Bendur ki sashi la, on the ground of the precious stone, lapis lazuli, sashila, jajin yi sungyen nawatang, jajin yi sungyen, the reflection of the image of the god Indra, nawa mistu appears. This sungyen, dengbo should not be there, it's misprinted, without dengbo. The appearance of the image of the jajin on the lapis lazuli ground is the example of the body of the Buddha, how it is it manifests. So, yajin, literally, ya, as Rinpoche says, that ya means 100, chin means give. The one who gave 100, literally, Indra, God Indra is known as a yajin also. There are several names for Indra. Yajin is one of them. So, Rinpoche says that and then when one makes 100 kind of object, when one gives 100 kinds of each article, what do you call it? Item, yes, 100 kind of items, you know, gives as a generosity, as alms to, then he attained the stage of Indra. For example, number of the objects is given 100, and also 100 kind of 100, you know. 100 cow, 100 cow, 100 cow, only, yes, only rich men can afford it. This is Hindu legendary, in Hindu also, in Veda also they say, you know. Yajin means, in Sanskrit we call it Shatakritu, you know. Shata means 100, Kritu means the one who did. The one who did 100 means the one who gave 100 things, and 100 kinds of things. 100 kinds of things, 100, you know. Like 100 cows, 100 elephants, 100 horse, 100 horse, 100 cow, 100 some amount of gold, and 100, you know, chujin. And by giving, you know, generosity. And then like that, 100 kinds of things, And each thing is 100 number. So, like this. And then one achieved it. Huh? Jajin. Ki. Kaida kyakuchi. So, jajin means like that.
And it can be small or it has to be very big.
I don't know really.
Because it's easy to give 100 times 100 items that are little.
Maybe very most precious also. Maybe I think. 100 elephant. I had 100 elephant, 100 horses, then 100 cows, and then and the many hundreds, hundreds of hundreds. So then that's called jajin. Jajin is unye nawatang. The appearance of the image of the god Indra on the lapis lazuli ground is the example of the manifestation of the body of the Buddha. Zungyen is a zung means. Nyen means reflection. Nyen means image or reflection. Zung means the form. Zung means the real form. Nyen means the image or copy of that. The copy of the form. Or the image of the form. Or the reflection of the form. Zung nyen. Nyen is always like. Danyen, you know, you say danyen, the reflection of the sound. It's called danyen, the same nyen. Danyen. Pardon? Without dengbo. Without dengbo, it's dengbo. Then, sung tamshin dombi pe hlai, hlai nga datang. And the sung, how the sung, the speech of the Buddha, tamche means true dharma, domba means to teach. Domba means to teach, you know. How the speech of the Buddha teaches the true dharma. This one, the pe is an example of this. Sai ngadatang, the sound of the drum, God, the drum of the God, on the top of the Indra's palace. The divine drum is the example for that. Kenze tamje la kabe pe tindang. Kenze tamje la kabe pe tindang. Then the example of the Kenpa dang zewa, the knowledge, and Kenpa means the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, and zewa is the zewa means the compassion, loving kindness and compassion. Im ze is the size instrumental case by tamje la kyaba means pervading in all. And the example of the pervading, the example how the Kenpa and zewa pervades in all beings. Is the example for this is tinta, is cloud. Then kui tulba na so tembe pe sangba tang sangba rang ne ne ma phe ba tulbe de le thyen che ba tang. Yes. Then kui tulba means the emanation of the body na so tembe pe na so showing a different kind of different ways or different forms. Tembe means showing, pe means the example. Means the example of the manifestation of the Buddha in various form, in various ways and form. Sangba rang ne ne ma phe par means the example for this is the god Brahma, Sangba. Rang ne means from his own place. Rang ne ne is from his own place. Ma phe par without moving, without transferring, or without without moving, yes. Trulpe means through the emanation, through apparition. Dhele thunse batang, to act for the benefit of the Dhala, the god of desire realms. Means that Lord Brahma's acting for the benefit of the god of desire realms through emanations, or through apparition or emanation, Trulpa. Through apparitions, body, without moving from his own place, is the example of the various manifestation of the Buddha in different forms, in various forms. Yes. So here in this context, Rinpoche says that although conceptually, you know, we always think that the Param Nirmanakaya, the Chogo Tulku, there are three Tulkus, Nirmanakayas. Choka Trugu, Kiawa Trugu, and Zowa Trugu. We always consider, one always naturally or one instinctively, one thinks that the Param Nirmanakaya is the superior one, superior to the other two Nirmanakaya. So he says that is wrong. Because although they appear in different forms, although the Buddha appears in three different forms, form kayas, three different form Nirmanakayas, Nirmanakayas form, however, by essence they are the same. So to take the other two as inferior and to take the Nirmana, Param Nirmanakaya as a superior, he said it is wrong. Because then he gives example that if one person acts on the stages, sometimes as a king, sometimes as a minister, and sometimes as a beggar, so person is same. So to consider the one who acts as a king as a superior and then the other as an inferior is wrong. So it is like that. Then Yishe Toyo Pe Nima Le Oser Chungwatan. Yishe Toyo Pe, Yishe means his awareness, transcendental awareness. Toa means how radiates, you know. Toa means how radiates. How radiate means how manifest. Pe, the example for this is Nima Le Oser Chungwatan. The radiating light from the sun is the example. The example of the example, the how the transcendental awareness radiates, that means manifest. Tu ki sangwa samji mi chap pi pe nubu rinche le gwendo jungwa shinta. Tu ki sangwa samji mi chap pi pe. Samji mi chap here, there should be sa. Kaida kya ki wu ki sa ki sa. There's no sa is missing there. The inconceivability of the secret of the Buddha's mind, Buddha's heart, Buddha's mind. Example for this. Tukji sangwa. Here sangwa means secret, means very deep, very profound, difficult to understand by ordinary, through the ordinary intellectuals. The mind of the Buddha. Pardon?
Compassion or what is mind or heart?
Mind. Body, speech, and mind. Yes. Body, because example of body, example of speech is finished. Now it's example of the mind. No, the secret means the mystery or the mystery, you can say. The mystery of the mind of the Buddha, which is inconceivable. Example for this is pe nurbu rinchen le gondo jung shin dang. Nurbu rinchen means the precious gem. Le means from gondo jung shin dang. Le means through also. Yes. Le means by. Gondo jung means to attain or to get all the things that wished for. The fulfillment of one's wishes through the wish-fulfilling gem is example for how the secret of the mind of the Buddha is inconceivable. Samyimichaba. Teishin means in that same way, like that. Sorry, teishin shekvi sungi sangwa samyimichaba pe. The example for the inconceivable secret or mystery of the speech of the Tathagata is pe takche danyin miden shindo joja nang sotten ba shinta is like the takche danyin, like the takche danyin, the sound, the reflection of the sound of echo.
Takche is echo.
Taksha is ego, in fact. Taksha is ego.
Can you pronounce another
time? Literally, taksha means, you know, taksha is ego, yes. Takche da is ego, yes. Takche da is ego. Nyen means when, takche da nyen is the same, all things are ego, you can say. Takche da nyen, the ego, Miden Shindo means, although it is not reality, or not true, not real, yet Joja Naso Temba Shindang, it express different things. Joja Naso Temba, Joja Temba means to express, Naso means various things. Although it is not, the example of the echo is the example, the echo, which is not true, which is not real, yet it expresses many things, is the example for the inconceivability of the Buddha's, of the mystery of the Buddha's speech. Joja? Yeah, Joja means subject matter. Naso means difference. Tumba means express, which express a different subject. How the secret of the mystery of the Buddha is inconceivable is pe namkha chiyang ma chuba shin. It's like the sky. Pe namkha is like the sky, which chiyang ma chuba shin, which exists as nothing. You know, which exists as nothing, yet appears in different, yet appears as different things. For example, Rinpoche says, Namkha mekyang ngombur nawash, although sky is not there, but still something appears. When we see the blue, we say that is sky. In fact, the blue is not sky.
Can you maybe explain a little more?
Chiriyang madrup jindu chiriyang nawa. Kangyang madrup jindu kangyang nawa. Chiriyang madrup jindu means not existing as anything, as any form, you know. Chir means what? Chir means in what? In any, not in, as any. As any. Madhub Shindo means without existing as anything, yet it appears. Yet it appears like something is, you can say. Although it doesn't exist as anything, yet it appears as something. For example, like the blue sky. Namkha meja, namkha ngumbar nawa shindus. Nawa shin, nawa ni. Tukje shendun zepe pe. Nawa thang, that's the finished one. Nawa thang. Nawa thang ni is, nawa thang ni. Nawa thang ni. Tukje shendun zepe pe. Nawa thang. Ni is just, this is kakong here, sort of fulfilling the recovery of the sentence. No, Tangni. Tang ni must be in the root text, I think.
Is that only 80 samples to know?
Pardon?
Is that only 80 samples to know?
One coming.
9 must be. Tukje shendun zipe pe, sashi tamje ten chebashino. Tukje means by compassion. Shendun zeba means to act for the benefit of other beings, for the sake of other beings. Is the example for this is sashi tamje. Saji tamje ki ten chebashino, like the earth. Saji means the earth of, is example is like the earth by which tamje ki ten chebashino, which acts, or you can say which functions or acts as a base of all. Tem is base, you know. Dhiri kunchen tholpo bishalne, here in this context, kunchen tholpopa says, from the mouth of kunchen tholpopa, means kunchen tholpopa says, yes? Oh, not doctor, go in there. Yeah, because there is no place for the on top of the ga, there's no place for naro. So they put it on ta, naro. Tao gana ro gosa go. Goba means, you know, that you wish, that you need. Da means the wish that you need and that you wished. Jungwa means happens. Means that wish fulfilling. Der kunje tobe besane sangje nam kyewa tang gaba mepe rap tu chewa dima chebe chingi jin yina sangje nam is the buddhas kyewa tang gaba mepe by not being arising and ceasing gaba mepa means without mepes the size by you know by being without ceasing and arising. Rabdu Cheva means presented, yes. Rabdu Cheva. The presentation of the Buddhas as being unarising, non-arising, and unceasing. Pardon? Oh, one you have to cross. The first one you have to cross. That's superfluous. Superfluous, that's just... you know, not that something unnecessarily put more out of misprinting. The second one you should leave, not the first one you cross out. Mepa. Mepe, Rabdu Cheva. Rabdu Cheva means to present here.
Isn't it not just a nice sound when you say things two times?
Mepa, mepe. Gagba, mepa.
Does it sound nice in Tibetan?
No.
No?
Gagba mepa, mepes, gagba mepe, rabdu cheva. Rabdu cheva means the presentation of the Buddhas as being unceasing and non-arising and unceasing. Pe, rabdu cheva, duma chebe tsenye chen. Duma chebe tsenye chen, having the characteristic of non-compounded. Buddhas, you can say, yin na means if so, then this is you call it qualm, you know, you can qualm, you say qualm. A question arises within yourself, a doubt, then you answer yourself, you know. They say qualm, I saw qualm, yeah. This is a qualm sort of, you know, if one wonders that yinam is if it is, if one thinks that the Buddhas by characteristic is non-compounded because they are non-arising and unceasing. Then tele chidar korvasi do lun yutum. And then tele means from this, by this, yes. Chidar means how. Korvasi zito means as long as the samsara lasts. Lun yutum means spontaneously. Yumi cheva means unceasingly. Zeba means acting, you know. Juk che means manifest. Che means does. You know, jukje. Thus, thesom tang somni kiba namki. Chuba pangne sangji ki yul samni micha wala meva kibi. Sir pe namba sarva pang buche ba yinos. Zeba jukje thesom tang. You know, thesom is lojeni. Thesom and somni are synonym here. Thesom tang somni is same. Somni means ni refers to ni, two. Ni means ni, you know. Like we say nija, 200. Only nya ki ni be right. And the same. Som means thinking, thought, two mind, that means. Then other one is lo te ni. Lo te ni also means two mind, two pointed mind. Tetsom is doubt. All these are synonym. So many kyevanam is arise, those nam ki, tulpa means the illusion, the confusion, yes. The confusion of those, nam is those in whom tetsam and somni arises. Pardon? Somni is doubt, two-mindedness. Somni means two-minded, two-mindedness. Tetsam is doubt. Tulpa means the confusion of those in whom Tetsum and somni arise. Thinking, jie means you can say, thinking or saying. Here, saying means thinking. That how? Then you can say, how by this? By these non-compounded things. How by being non-compounded and unceasing and unarising, the activity can last, can act, you know, as long as the samsara, can act spontaneously, unceasingly, as long as the samsara lasts. You know, that is the doubt. This doubt refers to the chulpa. Chulpa, pangne means having given up this sangji ji. In order to give, pangne sangji ji yul samji mi chaval myoba kebi chir. Chir means here in order to. So in order to, in order to relinquish or give up such chulpa, such illusion, confusion, I think better to say confusion, and in order to give up such confusion, this name is and. And sangji ji yul samji mi chaval myoba kebi, and myoba kebi means, you know, to produce a faith, aspiration or faith. Here I think faith is better. Faith, lam is in, you know. The faith in the inconceivability in order to produce a faith or faith and aspiration in the inconceivable object, feel, or you'll miss field of the Buddha. Pet number mangbu mang cheba yeno. The pet number salwa mangbu cheba yeno. Many number salwa means clear. Mangbu number salwa means many clear aspect. Of many clear, that means many clear examples are cheba yeno means explained, that means given here. In order to give up such illusion, confusion, and also produce a faith or to cause a growth of the faith and aspiration in the inconceivable field of the Buddha, many examples are given clearly. Many clear examples are taught or given here. Chepa means normally to say, say it here.
Chepa. Yeah? What is the doubtment of these people? That he, how can it's a doubt like this? How can he act spontaneously?
Yes. If anything, if it is compounded,
it's not compounded.
Yeah. No. If it is compound, if it is non-compounded, if it is not compounded, and if it is not compounded, if it doesn't arise, it doesn't cease. Then how he can act?
This is a doubt.
That is a doubt. How it can act unceasingly. And not only unceasingly and spontaneously, not only spontaneously, unceasingly, but as long as samsara, as long as the samsara lasts, you know.
What was the subject? Was Buddha or was it the activity?
Activity, yes.
Activity,
activity, and you can include Buddha also. So then, Chepa, you know, like that. So then, examples are given in clearly and in detail that refers to the, you know, the explanation given below. Niva Jeshe Lasum. Now the Jeshe is also three main parts. So su ngo pedun jarwa. So su ngo pedun jarwa. Goba jote kabdun duwa. So su ngo pedun jarwa. The nature of the characteristic or the essence, no, not character, this is here, characteristic, I think, ngobo means, the characteristic of the individual, pe and ten, jarwa means together, the characteristic of the individual example and the meaning together, and then, goba jyote kabdun duwa, goba jyote kabdun duwa, and then, goba jyote means through the explanation, of the necessity, of the purpose, of the example and necessity or the purpose of the example. Then Kabjun Duam is to summarize that one. Summarize in that very moment, in that very context, you know. Kabjun Dua. Kab means that particular, refers to that particular topics, you know. Example. Gyoba Jyote Kabjun Dua. Explaining the necessity or the purpose of this example, then to sum up, to summarize that particular meaning. Kap means, turn means, kap means particular here, turn means the meaning. That very particular meaning of the stage. The meaning of the particular stage, that very particular stage. Laryang dhuyde khyabar shabao. Again, you know, laryang dhuyde means sort of, again, you say recouping, to recoup, you know. Laryang dhuyde khyabar shabao. Dhuyde khyabar shabao. Again, to explain, again to explain and summarize, explain the summary of that in particular. Tangbola Gu, the first one has now, Sosung Ovo Penyun Jawa also has nine section, nine part. Ku Nam Chul Tamba, the Ku Nam Chul Tamba, and the showing, the manifestation of the of the apparitional body, sung damga joba, and sung damga joba, the teaching of the speech, how the speech teaches, tu kense kaba, and how tu kaba don sebe kapsul, how the mind of the Buddha is pervaded by loving kindness and compassion. Chabetsu. No, how the loving kindness and the compassion, kenbadang, and kenba means knowledge, zewa means kindness and compassion, chabetsu means pervaded, you know, pervades. How the kenba and the zewa is pervasive, which is the quality of the two, mind. And dulba, trowa, and how it emanates, it's a emanations. How it emanates. Trulba Trova means you can say how it emanates. Yishe Juksul and how the transcend the Yishe manifest. Tukyi Sangwa, this the mystery of the mind. Sungyi Sangwa, the mystery of the speech. Kuyu Sangwa, the mystery of the body. Tukje Juksul and the manifestation of the great compassion. Jegi Bedun Jawas. Then these are explained together with the example and the meaning. Tei Thangbolanga. Now again, the first one also has five. The Ku Nam Chul Tamba also has five. Pe Temba, Tuen Sheba, Pe Geshe, Tuen Ngoy Sungwa. Pe Temba, illustration of the example. Tuen Sheba, explanation of the meaning. Pe Geshe, the detailed explanation of the example. Tuen Ngoy Sungwa, the recognition or the identification, the recognition of the meaning. And the duty, Kenga Mitsu, Tembao. Then, to sum up, Kenga Mitsu, Mitsu Temba means explanation how, summing up, you can say, summarizing or concluding is, as a conclusion, Kenga Mitsu Temba means the explanation about unceasing and non arising. Tangbo Lion Sum, now the first also has three. The first, which one? Pe Temba. Pe Temba also has three. So, Nangsul, Chele, Tundu Kyubao. Tundu Kyubao. Nangsul, how it manifests, how the body manifests. Chele, and then the function of this manifestation of the body. Function, or you can say influence, or you can say the effect of the manifestation of the body. Tundu Kyubao, and then its meaning, the purpose is. How the purpose is fulfilled. How the purpose is fulfilled. Yes. Chidarne. Chidarne te thongo. Zambu lingba sonam dan demba ngashi las. Now the example. Pe temba. Zambu lingba sonam dan demba ngashi las.
Zambuling Ba means the people who live in the Zambuling.
Sonamdandemba, fortunate, literally you can say, said Sonamdandemba was fortunate. Some fortunate Jambulingba, some fortunate beings in Jambuling, Lam is two, some fortunate beings in Jambuling, Lai Wangbu Nawa Chartul Yete, there is the way how the appearance of the Lai Wangbo, the god Indra. Nawa means appearance, Charva means to appear. How the appearance of the god Indra appears, means how god Indra appears. How the god Indra appears to some fortunate beings in the Jambuling. The example is there. Nang sul yate, the way is there. There is the example, you can say. There is the example how the god Indra appears to some of the fortunate beings on Jambuling. Chitarna means how it is. Then, yeah, again, questioning yourself. Takpa tharsung pe, which says now this pe is takpa tharsung pe. Takpa tharsung pe means the example which you give, suppose, you know, imaginary example, you can say. Takpa tharsung pe means imaginary example. The example which never happened before or something, you know, or which is not very common. Pardon?
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical, I see. Hypothetical. H-Y? H-Y? H-Y-P-O, yes. Yeah. T-I-G. Hypothetical.
I mean, not an example, but we'll just say we'll make up an example.
Yeah, I think it's like that. Yeah. Takpa tharsung pe means like hypothetical example, yes. Mungi gebe tuis. Now, by the power of former virtue or merits, Rinpoche bendur takpe rangshin chendo. Rinpoche bendur ya takpe rangshin chendo. Dangshangshin chendo zambulingi sashi teng. Rangshin chendo. Rangshin chendo. It can be rangshin chendo ki. That is more easy to understand. Rangshin chendo zambulingi sashi teng. Zambulingi sashi teng you have to take first. By the power of the previous or the former merit or virtue on the earth of the Jambuling, on the earth ground of this Jambuling, which by nature, Rangshin Chen Tu, you can say, which by nature is made of Tao, which by nature is a pure Takbe Rangshin, which by nature is of a pure lapis lazuli, precious stone lapis lazuli. Takwa means very pure and transparent, very clean, clear. Then tada dir gyurde. Ah, sashi teng tada, sorry. Tada, it goes with that. Tada means all, you know. Tada means all. All the dir gyurde means here it becomes now. Dir gyurde means here it becomes. Suppose, you can see now. Suppose here, all the earth of the Jambuling becomes a ground which by nature is very pure and transparent lapis lazuli. Yurte sashi te shindu dajin, and this place, this ground, shindu dajin, very immaculate, very clear, very, you know, very pure, passing. Tangba means transparent, yes. Tangba is transparent. Takba means pure. Takbi chir. Since it is very pure and transparent, since the ground is very pure and transparent, ter means there in this transparent ground. Lai Wangbo kor. Lai Wangbo means the lord of the god, that means the Indra. Kor lai pumyo tso tang jeshing. Together with the attendants, surrounded by his celestial girls, his entourage of his attendants of celestial girls. So Rinpoche says, yeah, boys are also included. Sai Pudang Pomo, he says. Sai Pomo means Sai Pomo Dang Pu. So Dang chasing together, surrounding by them. Pardon? Pomo So Dang chasing. So number of Jeve, Kangsang Dang, Lai Natale, Shenba, Gaia Tala Soba Tata. Chasing. Now, what things appears on this lapis lazuli ground? All the objects are shown here, the objective clause, grammatically you can say. So, number gave Kangzang Tang, Hai Ne Telesim, but Gave Tala Sobatada, Tatinam Jisai can go about not Sobatan. Longje, Sazen number Mambo, Kangwatan Jebe, Satin Terran Nangwa, meaning them by Nam Yetongos. Now, in this lapis lazuli ground, then Laya Ongbo, the god Indra, surrounded by his the attendants of celestial girls. So ne number jebe Kangzang Tang. And also so ne the chief the name is the abode of the chief abode, number jebe Kangzang. That is called Nambarjave Khangsang. The name of the palace of God Indra is called Nambarjave Khangsang, the victorious palace. Yes, chief is Indra. So we name Nambarjave Khangsang. So we name is the abode of the chief, which is Nambarjave Khangsang. Nambarjave is the victorious palace. And Lai Ne Tele Shemba. And Lai name is the abode of the god. Tele Shemba means beside this, you know. Moreover, not only that, the other abode of the god, such as Gavetsal La Sobata, such as Gavetsal. Gavetsal in Sanskrit it is called, what do you call it? Nandanvan, you know. Nandanvan. Still in India they use the phrase, you know, oh, that park is as beautiful as Nandanvan. They say, you know. As a sort of, still they use as example. This park, you know, this place is so beautiful as Nandanvan, they say.
Chal means park.
Chal means park, yes. Gava means Nandan, delightful, or joyful, or delighting, delightful, what? A delightful park is the name of that. Chal Lasovada. Rinpoche says there are many parks, big parks, surrounded the which surround the palace of Nambarjava. So name of these parks are Nambarjava, Gavetsal, Tsubjurgi Tsal, something like that, you know, he gives some, there are different kind of tsals. La Sokba Tatang, La Sokba, in this Sokba, and other tsal, the other parks are also included there. And La Tenamji, Sharekhang, Kwaba Na Sokba Tang. And not only that, not only the palace are seen, but the palace, Koba na Sokbada, different the architecture. Koba means architecture. Koba na Sokbada, various architecture of the palace of these gods. Shalikhang means, literally Shalikhang means, Shaliye means immeasurable, Khang means the house. The immeasurable house means the beauty, the quality, and the, all the other good qualities are immeasurable. One cannot, unimaginable, one cannot imagine, you know, such beautiful. Shalekhan.
I think Shalme.
Same. Shalme Khan and Shalekhan are same. Yeah, you can use me also, you can use ye. Pardon? No. Immeasurable. Yeah. You can say inconceivable also. But the literally meaning is immeasurable. The quality you cannot measure. You cannot measure the quality, you cannot measure the beauty, you cannot measure the architecture, how the way it is made is inconceivable, you can say. Na Sokbata. Long Choje, Choje is wrong. Cheje should be. No Naro. Naro is wrong. Cheja should be, no? Long Cheje Lhaze Namba Mangbo, Kangwatang. And also, Long Cheje, that which is to be used, to be enjoyed, you can say. Lhaze means the celestial article, the celestial, not article, the celestial, the substance, yes. The celestial material substance. Number among them is various. Number among first decided by or with. Kangwa means full, filled with, you know, various kind of the celestial material substance which are to be used, to be enjoyed. Long cheje. Kangwa tang cheba means all together, all these things now. Namba mangpo means, namba mangpo means various kind. Namba mangpo means by various kind.
Which is spelled with many kinds of things, are filled with many kinds? The,
yes, many kinds of slaje. Refers to slaje.
But what is filled?
Kangwa, filled. I see. The whole, the ground.
The ground?
Yeah, the ground. Lapis lazuli ground. Kangwa tang, cheba. Oh, not. Full of, you can say, full of. The filling whole space, you know, that means the many, the multitude of. To see, full of these things, you can say. Yeah. Full of refers to all, yes. Kangwa tang, cheba. No, these places, the abode of the God, you know, and the paths, etc., all the places of the God, full of many sensuous objects.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Pardon?
In the whole world is filled with God, it is not precious anymore.
No, it is not whole world. This Gavetsalas of Batang, Tanam Ji Shalme Kankoba Nas of Batang, like this. Long Cheji Hazet Namba Mangbu Kangwa Tang Cheba. No, yes, this Kangwa is quite ambiguous. It doesn't refer to the place also. Can be refers to this place, this location, this abode of the God, the palace of the God. I think so. Should be. Cheba. Sating Kangwa Tang Cheba altogether, all these things. Sating term is on this earth. On the earth, which transform, you know, in. Which transformed into lapis lazuli ground. The earth which transformed, you know, just now, you have already imagined already, which you transform in the lapis lazuli ground. Tedar thongwa. Thongwa ten is. Tedar thongwa means seeing this one, ten means after that, then zambulingi kyewa na pume la sokwa. Zambulingi kyewa na pume. The man and the woman of the zambuling, or you can say on the earth, the man and the woman, etc., in the etc., maybe children also. Kewa, the man and the woman, children, and many other beings also on the earth. Soba, saiten na neva namki, those who are on the earth, namki. Pume la sokbe, sokba, saiten na neva namki. All those who live on the earth, namji lawang korchi chor jorba samji mitabe nawatin thongar kyobe, by seeing thongar kyobe means by seeing the appearances of the inconceivable God Indra together with his attendants. Thongar kyobe. Nam is on. Teng Nam is on. Teng Nam is on. Teng Nam is on. Ok Nam is below. Ye Nam is at the right. Yon Nam is on the left. Like this. Teng Nam never Namji. Hi on Bukhotan Chavan Jovasum Yimin Chavan Namadin. Tongwar Kyu names. Tongwar Kyu be Kien Chete. Kien Chete means because of, by the cause of, or because of. Or you can say due to. Due to by seeing these appearances of the inconceivable God Indra together with his attendants, you know, on the ground. Inconceivable means beauty, everything is inconceivable, beyond the thought, beyond the grasp, you know, mental grasp, that means. Jain said that because of this, we too, Ringbur Mithokbar means without taking any long. It means soon or not before long. Ringbur Mithokbar means not before long. Flawang Dindavar Kyoji. May all, Nge Namjam, may we also become like this, like the God Indra, before long, means quite soon. James does, Tendai Molam Devar Chechen, they pray now, they do the wishing prayer like this, saying that may we also become like God Indra soon, you know, without taking a long time or before long. You say before long? Lawang te tobi tundu, jinso ji gewani yang tawa lang de never kyoto. And lawang te tobi tundu. Tundu means for the sake of, or in order to attain this lai ongbo, God Indra, means the stage of God Indra, the status of God Indra. Jinso ji gewani yang tawa lang de never kyoto. And they abide, never kyoto was they abide, or you can say they engage themselves. Or they abide here, they abide. Yang tabalangde by proper adoption of, by the proper adoption of the virtue, such as jimbaso, such as giving, etc., such as generosity, practice of generosity, etc., they remain. Teni, lawang tu nangwa teyang, chele khyabar chendang dembar tumbao. Teni means by this, by this example, Lawang to Nawate, Lai Wangbo, Lawang to Nawateang, Chele Chabarsan Dematunda. The appearances of the Lawang, Lai Wangbo as Lai Wangbo Jajin, Lawang to means as Lai Wangbo Jajin. The appearances of Lai Wangbo Jajin, the appearances of the God Indra, as God Indra. As God Indra means not real God Indra, because this is reflection, you know. As God Indra is explained here, is shown here, having a very chele khyabarchin, a special function, you know, special effect. Chele you can translate as effect also. Here, the appearances of the God Indra, the appearances as God Indra is taught having a special effect. Effect on what? On the people on the earth. Shall we leave here today? Yes. Or some line more? It is about 4 now.
What do you think?
I think it's a good place to finish.
Pardon?
I think it's a good place to finish.
To finish right here. Dombo.
I think the whole of tomorrow's good. We'll have to use
a little bit more than we can do tomorrow.
Morning.
Yeah, but then Rick can't come in the afternoon. In the afternoon, I'm going to change then Namdu Sushin Shire Dagi Gewa Kanto Tene Jonde Taye Vanga Jansu Seba Metosh Tone Jane Shumi Timi Kede Changju Sa Toshu.